It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep on this final week of the year. Good morning. The investigation of the failed bombing of an American airliner goes halfway around the world.
We will not rest until we find all who were involved and hold them accountable.
That's President Obama speaking after a Nigerian man was accused of the attack. As for all who were involved, the suspect spent time in Yemen. And in a moment, we'll learn more about that troubled nation at the end of the Arabian Peninsula. We start with NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston. She's on the line with us once again. Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
I suppose we should begin with this group called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which has taken responsibility for the attack. Who are they?
Well, they're an arm of Al-Qaeda that's been growing in the past couple of years. It's based in Saudi Arabia and Yemen. And they claimed responsibility for the attack on a number of jihadi websites yesterday. They claim that they gave explosives to Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the suspect in the case that the FBI now has in custody. And in their internet statement, the group sort of crowed about the fact that Abdulmutallab was able to get past all this modern advanced technology and security in international airports and managed to get this explosive on a Northwest Flight 253.
Okay, they can do their crowing, but has the United States acknowledged that these folks might actually be responsible?
Well, that's unclear. I mean, there are a lot of things that sort of indicate that they might have been responsible. Some circumstantial evidence. This is very similar to some other attacks that the FBI has confirmed that they were part of.
We're talking with NPR's Dina Temple-Raston about the investigation of the Christmas Day attempted bombing of an American airliner heading into Detroit. And Dina, as you know well, the administration is facing criticism here because the man allegedly made it onto a plane and was only stopped by a faulty detonator and by the passengers. How is President Obama's administration changing what it says about that as the days go on?
Well, the Obama administration is taking a look at, for example, watch lists and no-fly lists to see how people get on those lists and how information is shared. In addition to that, we know that airport security is really being beefed up. They're being very vague about how it's being beefed up because it's different in every location.
They started out saying the system worked. It sounds like they now acknowledge that maybe it didn't.
No, that's right. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, backtracked yesterday. Over the weekend, she was saying this all worked because the attack wasn't successful. And finally yesterday, she said, well, in fact, the explosives got on the plane, so something's wrong, and we're checking into our systems.
This must be a situation where if you're the FBI, you're very careful about anything that you say.
Well, yes, very much. There's a criminal case going on right now. If they say that Abdulmutallab is part of Al-Qaeda, for example, which is something they have not said so far, they need to be able to prove it, and they don't want to sort of queer the case. But that said, there is lots of circumstantial evidence that suggests Al-Qaeda is involved.
Do you have any sense, Dina Temple-Raston, from the people that you're speaking with, whether this suspect who's in custody, who has made some statements, has been in any way useful to investigators or what other leads that they have that they can pursue here?
It's very unclear. He apparently has told investigators that there are other people like him in Yemen. By that, I think he means there are other bombers who are prepared to get on U.S. flights, but clearly they haven't been able to confirm that. In fact, until the Yemeni government confirmed that this young man had been in Yemen from August to December, the FBI hadn't been able to actually place him in that country. So they're trying to figure out who it is he talked to when he was there, and then the investigation will branch out from there.
We're going to talk a lot more about Yemen in just a few seconds, but let me ask you, when you speak with investigators in your job, Dina Temple-Raston, how often do they raise Yemen as a place of concern?
Well, it's interesting. Everybody's sort of focused on Yemen all of a sudden now, but in fact, Yemen has been a problem for some time. It was a kidnapping capital of the world for a long time. Al-Qaeda has long time had a presence there. The government is not very effective there, so it's an easy place for people to go and hide out. You'll recall there are lots of different plots that have taken place here in this country that have been broken up that somehow have a Yemeni connection. For example, in the fall, there was a man called Mehana out of Boston who wanted to shoot up shopping malls. He'd gone to Yemen to try and get some sort of training to do that.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston this morning.